This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, January 25th. God's word to you today is Essentials, and this is part 7. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 and 11, and it says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end." We will start today's devotion by reading Joshua 14, verses 10 to 12. Open your heart to the Holy Spirit and trust Him to reveal deep secrets to you today. A lot of us are weighed down with the thought that time has passed. How can I still have children? I have trusted God since I was in my 20s. Now I am over 50, so maybe it is not my portion. Listen, if you desire to have children, then it is your portion. It is never too late. If you must take possession of your destiny, you must have the courage to believe that it is never too late. Time may have passed, and I'm not denying that, but your destiny has not expired. Time may have passed, but there is no expiry date on God's promise for you. As long as you have breath, it is proof that God has plans for you and God has need of you. As long as you have breath, it is proof that you are not done yet. As long as you have breath, it is proof that you have lots of ground to cover. So do not settle for the valley. Be like Caleb. Ask for the mountain. Ask for Hebron. Note that there are giants on this Mount Hebron that Caleb was asking for, and he was ready to fight them. Let me let you into a big secret. Are you ready for this? If God makes a promise to you, it may appear as though time is passing. But what really happens is time actually freezes. Caleb got a promise when he was 40. He had to wait another 40 years, and time froze. While his mates died in the wilderness, the promise kept him alive. Caleb devoted another 5 years to helping the other tribes settle in their lands. Guess what? Time stood still for him. And when he was 85, he was still strong and still young. The promise will freeze time for you. Human beings seem to be a lot like panic machines. Every button on the body triggers off the machine. Has God said it? Will He not bring it to pass? God is not a man that He should lie. He is not the son of man that He should repent. God is trustworthy. You can confidently hang your hope on Him. I am a living testimony, and I'm telling you that God is faithful. Everything may seem not to be working. Just stay there. As long as you have a promise, it will pause time. I pray that God's promises for you will freeze time for your sake, and you will fight courageously. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Father God, I receive courage to take possession of my destiny. I receive the courage to knock down every opposition and take Hebron. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.